This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hour number two, Rick Adams Uncensored. You sick enough already? Have you had plenty? I have. You know, Ted goes on and on and on in many of his exposés. Some of them no longer on the internet, have been taken down. Some are still up there, and they're in the process of purging many of the others. You know, they would like to take everything down, especially from Google, YouTube. They're totally locked and loaded now to do the ADL's work. And that's what they're doing. And, I mean, just think about it. Can you conceive 2-year-old, 3-year-old children, 5-year-old children, using them in the ways that he has described? What kind of a perverted, sick, twisted, demonic mind could even conceive of it? That's the kind. It would be a demonic, satanic mind. You know, God's got the records, you know? They don't think so. They laugh it off. They won't be laughing on that day of judgment. And as Peter was saying, we know what's going to happen. And the earth itself shall be melted with fervent heat to purge and remove all impurities. There'll be no, absolutely nothing left which offends the Father. Knowing these things, what kind of person should we be? You know? And that's the problem. That is the problem many people will not face because it's too far removed from them right now. Things are still nice. Things are still happy. They can still go out and watch the ball games, participate and have fun and go to the movies and do whatever it is they like to do. But sunset does come. And when the sun comes, the Son of God, that will be a totally different matter altogether. Imagine the fear and trembling upon their faces. You know, I wouldn't want to be the one that's taken these children, abused them, and murdered them, because it's a high offense to God. To do that to a child, one of God's littlest, most innocent, is an abomination, and it will be judged. And he says it would be better for a man not to have been born, or for a millstone to be tied about his neck and floated to the bottom of the ocean than to offend these little ones. Think about that. Think about that. Now, of course, some of them are listening to this program right now. Some of these agents provocateurs, some of these criminals, some of these murderers. I know they are. I can tell. I get the vibrations. Sometimes even the emails. You can tell how they're trying to set you up and what they're trying to do. But they're not going to succeed in anything. Just pray that some of them, God willing, might possibly be in a position to repent and come clean before it's too late. Now, I'm going to play that other video segment on the JFK assassination. First, I want Ark to come up and join me on the program now before we do that and see what his reaction is. Hello, Ark from Philly.
Hello, Rick. It's good to hear from everybody, and actually good to hear about Ted Gunderson. You had me on a show with him very briefly at one point where he said he started his career in Philadelphia.
Yeah, you and he were on the same show here?
Yes.
I remember. That goes way back, yeah. Well, I said, in 2003, you know, so it's been about, 16 years now since I befriended Ted Gunderson. I wish I had known him years before, but it was propitious that we'd come together, and yourself and a bunch of others, because he did literally wind up, as you know, being threatened by a third would-be takedown, somebody who was going to, a woman to entrap him and bring him to, to arms, so to speak, to jail and death. Had there not been divine intervention. And the woman herself who was trying to set him up, she made a phone call, and she said, "I can't go through with this." She said, "I just can't do it. I was sent to destroy you." And he said, "Why can't you go through with it?" And she said, "Because you're the first honest SOB that I've ever met." And you know, that's impressive. You know, when you think about it, that's quite impressive. That how many lie in government today? Now, not everybody in government's bad. I'm not saying the intel community is bad or evil or working for the global. Some of them may be just innocent dupes and dopes. You know, it's possible. I don't know. But I will say that the preponderance of government, the large majority of government, is definitely in the hands of these arch villains. They own it. They control it. They direct it, and the American public, John Q. public, has really no idea as to how deep it gets, how thick it gets, how sinister it gets. And you begin to document so much of this with the trails in your website, noplaceforcorruption.com. So, can you add a few notes to what Ted was saying here before we go on?
Sure. First of all, noplaceforcorruption.com. Well, part of it, I actually showed, as you talked about, the media being under control, and also did analysis on the JFK agenda. Now, Fetzer actually did a very good analysis, better than me, on actually the mechanics of how he got killed, okay? But how they covered it up, which is a much bigger deal, to me at least, is, and also to America, is the part I focused in on. And it clearly shows, as he was mentioning about the activities of Bush, okay? One thing I'll just mention, the web link, it's the Bush Library. The website's http://bush41library.tamu.edu. Archives public papers 4408. So this is basically the fundraiser for Arlen Specter in 92. And it's hosted by George Bush. And the interesting thing is, you know, you read the last paragraph, and that's the only part that really matters that ties all this back right into the JFK assassination. So Bush Sr. is finishing up the fundraiser, and he says, "Thank God and thank you, and may God bless the United States. Be sure to reelect Arlen Specter to the Senate." The president spoke at 6:27 p.m. Mamiya Farms. In his remarks, he referred to Robert and Susan Mamiya, owners of the farm. Elsa Hillman, Republican National Committee woman, publisher Walter H. Annenberg, president of the M.L. Annenberg, Moses L. Annenberg Foundation, Robert Jewell Lear, president pro tem, the Pennsylvania State Senate, Matthew J. Ryan, leader, Pennsylvania State House, Anna Ardestein, and the head of the Pennsylvania Republican State Committee, Herbie Barnes, along with Barbara Hafer, who was in that office right after Bud Dreyer blew his brains out, and Ernie Preate, an attorney general of Pennsylvania, who became a criminal, and Joe Paterno of the Pennsylvania State University football coach team.
Mm-hmm.
So that last paragraph and what we've talked about, you know, how did Arlen Specter get to the Warren Commission? It shows that after these co-conspirators covered up the assassination of JFK, they actually met up again. And I'll go for a minute. The way to describe how I figured this out was reverse engineering. You look at the confession of E.J. Hunt, okay? He draws a diagram pointing it right back to LBJ through Cord Meyer, all right? Cord Meyer worked for the CIA underneath George Bush, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he worked for Operation Mockingbird, which was not shown in the diagram, working for Walter Annenberg and Moses Annenberg to take control of the media.
Mm-hmm.
The pioneers of industry and all that, that's what they were doing back in Philadelphia with the TV coming up in the 60s and the 70s. I mean, the 50s and the 60s. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So they covered up the JFK assassination. How do you know it? Well, for instance, you look at Nixon Library. Nixon says he knew that LBJ was responsible for it. You go to the Nixon Library, and you see two of the top contributors. The biggest one is Walter Annenberg. Okay, he's got a whole wing out at the Nixon Library in Yorba Linda. Okay? And then also you show in the plaques, you got Max Fisher, another major player, who then passed his power on, who was part of Murder Incorporated, the Cosa Nostra, who then passed his power on when he got older, and it went to Les Wexner. Les Wexner is the, you know, guy who runs Victoria's Secret, as an example, and was the power broker for Jeffrey Epstein. How convenient. So what I focused in was showing what are the consequences of the JFK assassination and what we're seeing right now. And it's a complicated process, but we can see how they've taken over the media through Operation Mockingbird. You know, we can see the, you know, mainstream media has been co-opted all the way back since that point in time. Okay? We can see, I can see how they actually came about doing it, the mechanics of the cover-up of the Warren Commission. All right, Specter was asked to go to the Warren Commission, as was Richard Sprague. Both of them were district attorneys. I worked for the DA's office in Philadelphia, one of the most corrupt district attorney offices in all the United States at that point in time. The Mayor Dillard was the mayor of Philadelphia. He was so corrupt he couldn't even get the art museum built because he spent all the money on his pay-to-play contracts. And I found out from talking to people around here, there's this group called the Ciccoliani family, big mob company that were the bootleggers going back to the 20s in Conshohocken, a town adjacent to the city of Philadelphia. And they paid off people with political figures with homes right at the end of the falls. And who were a couple of people there? Mayor Dilworth, Arlen Specter, and Ed Rendell. So you start asking around there. I had a relative who actually got caught. She was dating a guy who was a drug dealer in Ben Salem, Pennsylvania, also adjacent to Philadelphia on the northwest side. And basically he goes to a lawyer, Charles Peruta Sr., and Charles Peruta says to him and his relative, says, "Good day, Mr. Hogan." His name was Billy Hogan. It happened in the 80s. "I see you got caught dealing drugs. Good thing you're there. You're protected by Arlen Specter." And I actually talked to Arlen Specter, seen him at fundraisers, and he brags that how he learned the rose of power was through Herbie Burness, which goes right back here to this fundraiser back in 92 at Bowman's Hill, which is in Bucks County. And Herbie Burness was closely related with Moses L. Annenberg. Herbie Burness also was the one who put Robert Asher, the convicted felon, when our state treasurer, Bud Dreyer, blew his brains out on TV to head up the Republican Party of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So you start looking at the facts, a little bit here, a little bit there, over a period of two decades. So it took roughly about 20 years to put the story together, and you can see how it came about. Right.
Yeah.
Now, another major player in it was Richard Swiker. Okay? Richard Swiker was his wife, Claire, who Miss Romper Room, worked directly for Walter Annenberg for 7 years. And Swiker was the one who basically told the Warren Commission, "Why don't you get Specter and Sprague over there?" Now, from the LBJ.
For those who don't know, Richard Swiker was who and what? Because I know, but go ahead, tell us. A lot of people don't know all these figures.
Yeah, Richard Swiker was basically a senator from Pennsylvania, U.S. senator.
Right.
And basically he was implicated in the intelligence community when Hale Boggs wanted to do a reinvestigation of the Warren Commission. It was Richard Swiker was there trying to help, really not trying to help, but trying to divert and subvert any efforts of Hale Boggs, who was Cokie Roberts' father, to reveal the actual cover-up of the JFK assassination. How convenient of this guy being on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Just like in the House, we have Mr. Adam Schiff right now, or Shifty Schiff, as people call him, right?
Right. It's amazing how many plane accidents they've had, too, you know, all these plane crashes and all of these excursions. Remember Howard Baker from Tennessee, and there was a bunch of others that you think of, Paul. Was it Wellstone, too, on the eve of the voting for the Iraq War? And you know, strange things happen, but, you know, all timed at the right time to fit the pieces of the puzzle together. That's the amazing thing. But that's a conspiracy theory. We wouldn't want to go down that road, now would we?
No, and I mean, there's a more recent issue there. Is Walter Annenberg basically had an understudy, Jerry Lenfest. Jerry Lenfest and was closely working with Lou Katz, one of the executives for Comcast, or some people call it Communist Cast.
Yes.
So they were in competition for ownership of the old Philadelphia Inquirer building that Moses Annenberg owned for his connections to the mob and the Capone racewire. So they were in competition against George Norcross and Pat Dion on the Italian side of the organization. And it went to court after a four-year court battle. And what happened is, you know, Lenfest and Katz won the deal. And, you know, they basically, Norcross lost, and so did, you know, Dion, who runs the Bucks County Republican Party at that point. So a week later, Lou Katz takes an airplane trip, business trip up to Boston, and, you know, his pilot, who's had like 30-plus years of experience, says, oh, they blame it on, you know, his pilot error at a takeoff from Hampson Airport. Tries to drive back to Philadelphia, and the plane crashes, killing everybody there. But how convenient that happened like a week afterwards, okay?
Oh, yeah.
It's a lawsuit.
Yeah. Very propitious timing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. So these mob hits are going on all the time, even now, and that's the reason I brought it up. I mean, just recently. Right.
And this is the core of what I'm saying with Ted Gunderson is that they laugh in your face, they spit in your face all the time in the media by raising the specter of, oh, you don't trust your own intel government agencies. No, least of all them. I would just as soon listen to the so-called enemy. And you know, you'd be better off. Russia. I would rather listen to Iran. I would rather listen to Pakistan than listen to all of this garbage that's coming out of Washington, which is filled with the prescription of people who are simply trying to justify their existence. And that's exactly what it comes to with, Fiorina Hill and Gates and Holmes and Taylor and Kent and a whole host of others. They're career bureaucrats in the career diplomatic corps. That is what needs to be understood. They try to justify themselves through fear. And fear is the way they control the American mind. If you're not fearful of this boogeyman that may be coming to get you in the middle of the night, then there's something wrong with you, and you're not a true American. Baby Bush said that. You're either with us or you're against us. And, you know, you can't be either one. You know, it's like he was deliberately perverting his own message, trying to tie it in with the scriptures. You know, he's for me or he who is against me. Either right or left, there is no middle ground. You know, we're dealing with psychopathic and sociopathic individuals here, as Ted brought out. They're evil. They're just evil people. And they become presidents. They become vice presidents. They become head of the CIA. They become FBI chiefs like Louis Freeh and a host of others. Maybe we should talk about, some of the others who have been FBI men here, Comey. You know, who, honest Comey, they call him Comey. That's what he is, James Comey. People like that are evil, as far as I'm concerned, because they lie right to the camera, right to your face. They think they're getting away with it, but they're not.
Hmm. Well, when you mentioned the diplomatic corps, roughly anybody who wants to be a diplomat in the United States has to go through the Annenberg Academy, American Academy of Diplomacy, to get in there.
Right.
So they want to make sure you're indoctrinated by the son of Moses Annenberg, who was part of the Capone Syndicate setting up the National Crime Organization.
There you go, folks. 1, 2, 3. All right, we're going to come back. I want to air this brief segment, and we'll talk about it in the last half hour. We'll invite your calls then. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Art from Philly and me, we are together.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, folks, we're back now. And Art, if you'll indulge us, I just want to hear this segment. Going back to 92, I believe, with it was investigator, narrator Bill Curtis on this Who Killed JFK segment with four people, including Oliver Stone, Jerry Ford, of course, Mr. Burt Griffin, who was an attorney for the Warren Commission, and Anthony Summers from Great Britain, I believe, who seems he's the most, probably the most honest, along with Stone. Anyway, let's hear that segment now before we run out of time. Go ahead.
Conspiracy theorists have leveled a further charge about Mr. Ford's private meetings with the FBI at the time the Warren Commission was conducting its investigation. The accusation is based on memos written by FBI Congressional Liaison Officer C.D. DeLoach.
And he says, I had a long talk this morning with Congressman Jerry Ford. He asked that I come up to see him. Upon arriving, he told me he wanted to talk in the strictest of confidence. Ford told me he was somewhat disturbed about the manner in which Chief Justice Warren was carrying on his chairmanship of the Presidential Commission. And later on in the document, Ford gives the FBI his assurance that they would keep the FBI thoroughly advised as to the activities of the commission. Gerald Ford was the FBI's spy on the commission.
Ford denies the charge, and recounts a different story about his relationship with the FBI official who wrote that memo.
When I became a member of the Warren Commission, he would drop by, and he would ask if I could give him any information. I never gave him any confidential information. But let me say this. People who represented J. Edgar Hoover on the Hill were always anxious to go back to their boss and embellish their responsibilities or their actions. You know, they could go back to the FBI headquarters and tell Mr. Hoover, well, I did this and I did that. A little puffing. That's human nature. And I think that's what Mr. Deloach did.
But I think it's a much more valid question would be, what is the FBI really telling the Warren Commission? I would be much more interested in the information going the other way from the FBI to the commission.
We're talking about our government here.
No, we're talking about a crime, Bill, pure and simple.
Oliver Stone's movie JFK not only rekindled interest in the Kennedy assassination, it also infuriated people who think Stone had no right to splice together facts and fiction. When we return, separating the evidence from the speculation.
This new S-Class is so many things. Space.
All right. Ken, you could just skip that commercial. We don't want to give them any more publicity than they already have. All right. Yeah, there were so many commercials in this TV show on A&E. It is interesting to see or hear what they have to say. Oliver Stone in his defense. Also, Summers from Britain, I believe, and his deep-sixing of the whole idea of this being no conspiracy to kill JFK. So
we now continue with
here it is.
Who Killed JFK?
Just maybe Oswald is exactly what he said he was. A patsy.
Oliver Stone's movie JFK is clearly responsible for the current surge of interest in the assassination of President Kennedy. JFK follows the crusade of Jim Garrison, the former district attorney of New Orleans. In 1967, Garrison brought a trial against a prominent local businessman. Garrison accused Clay Shaw of conspiring to assassinate Kennedy. The jury took less than an hour to find Shaw not guilty. Nonetheless, Stone uses the Garrison story to demonstrate his belief that a conspiracy originated somewhere within the high ranks of government.
This was a military-style ambush from start to finish. This was a coup d'etat with Lyndon Johnson waiting in the wings.
It's a small paramilitary operation. It involves up to 5 to maybe 10 men, maybe 12 men. That's been misrepresented. They ridicule me and say that the film is 2,000 people are involved in killing Kennedy. I never said that in the movie. I show one phone call coming from a high-level person to a mid-level person saying, it's on in the South in the fall. Organize it, basically.
It will perhaps come as no surprise to Mr. Stone that the single issue which united our other four interviewees was their passionate disdain for his film and its hero.
Garrison is a discredited prosecutor from New Orleans who alleges that there were three gunmen who fired 6 shots. But Jim Garrison has not identified a single person who fired a shot. Garrison has not identified a single weapon that was used at any time. And Jim Garrison has not found a single bullet that hit or was fired at President Kennedy.
Instead of taking Garrison's charges seriously, which is what they should have done, the press attacked him and destroyed him. But they should have gone after the things that he was raising.
It is appropriate that his name is Stone. The Bible suggests that those who would scandalize the young, and that's what he's doing when half the people in this country do not remember the assassination and all that they will know is what they see in that movie, those people ought to have stones hung around their neck and thrown into the sea.
Wow. All right, we'll come right back with the end of that segment and then we'll comment on it. Folks, Rick Adams, and we've got Art from Philly here in this segment today. Thanksgiving week coming up. Rick Adams on Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, last segment of this program, 1992. There she comes. Load him up.
Metaphorically, that's precisely what ought to happen to Oliver Stone.
Nothing was left to chance. He could not be allowed to escape alive.
I think they did pull it off, and I think they're gone for the most part, and it worked. We had the Vietnam War. We returned to the Cold War. We spent trillions of dollars. A lot of people got rich, and it was a successful coup d'etat.
Well, I could sit here and theorize that President Kennedy was killed by a jealous mistress with a bow and arrow. Well, at least there'd be some cause for that, because he certainly had a lot of mistresses. But there isn't a shred of evidence that any of those mistresses killed the president. And there certainly isn't any evidence at all that it had anything to do with Vietnam.
Then who killed the president?
It's a mystery! It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma! The shooters don't even know! Don't you get it?
What have I done that's so evil in comparison to what the Warren Commission has done? I have created, I think, a counter-myth. I have a certain body of facts beyond which I speculate. But my myth, I think, is closer to the truth than their myth.
The Warren Commission was not a myth, but I'll accept it for the purpose of argument. The Warren Commission was a myth, therefore he has a right to create a second myth? Is that what a search for the truth is all about?
President Ford takes particular offense at the charge that the Warren Commission conspired to suppress information that might have proven that Oswald did not act alone.
Could the mob get the FBI, the CIA, and the Dallas police to make a mess of the investigation? I mean, could the mob get the Warren Commission appointed to cover it up?
This idea that the seven of us were part of a conspiracy is hogwash. Hogwash. We served because the President of the United States urged us to do it as a public service. And we did. And now to have all these carping critics come up without any new credible evidence, to be honest with you, it does bother me.
Look, from the day I joined the Warren Commission staff, I wanted to find a conspiracy. If I could have found a conspiracy, I'd be the senator from Ohio today, not John Glenn or Howard Metzenbaum. I'd have been a national hero, and every other member of our staff recognized that for himself. So we started out with a hope that we could find something more than the FBI had found. And I understand the feelings of other people who want to find it. And I think in many ways that's a commendable attitude. We should all be here to find the truth. But as time goes on, I certainly become more and more convinced that the truth is basically what the Warren Commission found.
I don't know what Burt Griffin's talking about. I mean, he did not investigate this case thoroughly. If they had, they would have started with the CIA and the FBI, and they would have made these people deal with them honestly. They would have gone into those files and conducted a thorough homicide investigation.
CIA and the mafia working together, trying to whack out the beard, mutual interest. They've been doing it for years. There's more to this than you could dream.
I wish a person with all the talent of Oliver Stone would have taken an objective, balanced, unbiased effort in order to portray what transpired in November of 1963 in Dallas.
The movie has served a public purpose in that it's brought together in one place all the, I think, pertinent counter-information to the Warren Commission.
Stone's movie has in fact generated enormous pressure on the government to finally release all documents on the Kennedy assassination.
All right, now have you had enough of that? Folks, Art, I'm sure you will agree. It was just this segment I aired just as a little bit of sort of a sideshow amusement, and yet bringing forth the fact that Gerald Ford, he was the key to this whole thing, not Oliver Stone. Gerald Ford, as president, in his short tenure, was an example of somebody who never, ever served the American public or the ideals of the U.S. Constitution. He served the Rockefeller cabal interest. And then who did he bring in as vice president? Nelson Rockefeller. And, you know, I mean, the whole thing is so absurd, him trying to defend himself and his role on the commission, that it isn't even worth a look at. But I think the fact that he was on this forum way back when, 30 years after the assassination, tells you, because of Stone's movie, that in your face, politicians, presidents, princes, and those in authority will lie right to your face, and they won't even bat an eyelash. Any response to Gerald Ford in particular, or any of them?
Yes. Oh, no place for corruption. I show Gerald Ford, his photo ops with Max Fisher, the purple gangster, part of the Cosa Nostra, who was his power broker. I also met Romney's power broker, for that matter. So you can see the connection right back to the Jewish mafia and Jerry Ford rising to power, just like Truman rose to power with Mr. Pendergrass out of Kansas City, another mob character. So, you know, this guy was not clean. And look at his wife, the Betty Ford Clinic. Where is it located? It's located in the Annenberg estate out there, as we talked about before. You know, the estate of the son of Moses Annenberg, who was one of the founders of the crime syndicate. So, his actions and his wife's actions speak volumes of the issues, okay? They're connected with the mob, you know, throughout their entire political career, and the Jewish mafia part of it, okay?
Well, and, you know, if you were married to Gerald Ford, and if you were his wife, really, I couldn't blame you were having alcohol problems either. And you know, Gerald Ford was always the one that everybody used to laugh at. He's just a bumbling idiot. He can't walk and chew gum at the same time. You remember? Right. In reality, he didn't have to, because the invisible government, the council, and the rest of those who constitute the overseers of this White House and this Congress, essentially, they ran his administration. Go back. People forget. My audience is older, so they would remember a lot of this. But young people today have no attachment to this. They have no link, because they never even heard of Gerald Ford. You know, right. I mean, they've heard of just about everything else, the Holocaust. They've heard about Eli Wiesel and a whole host of others. But ask them if they heard of the Ford administration. How about whip inflation now? Win buttons. Right. Ever hear of that? No, never heard of that. So, to them, again, you know, aren't, just let me say this, and that is that the powers that be know they've raised the generation now, the millennials in particular, that are so detached, so bemused from reality, and so fixated with their day-to-day perverted lifestyles that they know they can count on them to be useful idiots in their goal of enslavement. Okay, now you can just wrap them up.
Well, back to Nixon, the two power brokers he had was Annenberg and Max Fisher. And then again, who was the power broker for Gerald Ford was Max Fisher. And going back to what you're saying there, who's been involved with messing up the educational systems, you know, going all the way back since the JFK assassination, Joe Child Left Behind? Who's running the show there? It's the Annenberg Crime Syndicate that's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones brainwashing the kids in the school.
Well, you're right, and I can attest to it here in my state of Rhode Island, where you see everywhere, Brown University is basically an Annenberg-endowed institution. They have the medical center where they train doctors in fake medicine and voodoo medicine, and they've financed scholarships. They financed a whole academic standard for kids who, you know, Brown University, you have the most notorious and the most celebrated people who send their kids there. Amy Carter, you know, Jimmy Carter's, was it her his granddaughter or daughter? Amy Carter went to Brown University. A whole host of others that you can think of, and that's why it's impressive. You go to the Ivy League colleges and you take control. The Annenberg family has done that here in every aspect of control. You're right.
Right, and listen to Wallace Annenberg. You can look it up on YouTube. What she said is, you know, her family history is basically her mom, or her aunt, one of the others, Rose Dunkelberg, was the founder of the Zionist Organization of Canada, and her uncle's, you know, and Rose's husband worked directly with Ben-Gurion to found the State of Israel. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, how much closer can it get there? And then also you look at
1957.
Yeah,
Ben-Gurion, wasn't he at the time that Kennedy was assassinated? Wasn't he the one who was in direct contact with the number three man at the CIA, James Angleton?
Yes. And then the other side of it is look at, in 67, the scandal with NUMEC, the Apollo affair, where Zelman Sapiroff, you know, one of the members of the Zionist Organization of America, lost all that nuclear material for building Israelis' weapons. And he was defended all the way to his death by Arlen Specter, okay? And I actually got the paper report of that on No Place for Corruption.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, and again, you know, Spectre's basically a puppet of the Annenberg assets there. So you can see that boy covered up the assassination of Kennedy. He covered up Israel stealing their nuclear weapons. And he's the founder of, you know, No Place, you know, the Violence Against Women Act, which is basically ripping parents, you know, ripping non-custodial parents from having any relationship with their children, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Family destroyers.
Right. So I pointed out Spectre's involved with drug smuggling, you know, covering up the assassination of a president, covering up Israel stealing our nuclear weapons, and people look at him as a hero. You know, I mean, he makes the Rosenbergs look like saints for what he's done.
Oh, my goodness, it can't get any more ridiculous. Folks, if you want to chime in quickly, now's the time. Don't wait till the last minute or you won't get in. 1-800-313-9443. You can dial me now. Rick and Art together, And, you know, we're coming up this week has already passed. I don't know about you, because I don't watch television, basically. I just watch the evening propaganda to see what they're not telling me. But has there been much on the Kennedy assassination on any of the mainstream networks, so-called? I don't know. I really don't think there was. It's almost like, okay, it's ancient history now, but you will hear about the Holocaust. That I can guarantee you. You will hear about poor little tiny innocent Israel besieged with Netanyahu's woes and the poor innocent man that he is, and you will find out about all of these other things going on in Iran as a terrorist, number one terrorist state since Nazi Germany. Now, that's what you'll hear, but you will not hear what we've just described, and that is because of media control, as Art has just laid out. Go on the website, noplaceforcorruption.com, and that's F-O-R, 4, not the number 4. Right, Art?
Correct.
All right, no place for corruption. We're getting the word out, and I know Art has been attacked. His site has been, you know, ostracized and attacked by some because it is getting the message out. He is doing the homework. He's done it himself, and I can't personally vouch for all the research he's done, but I trust him. I believe him. He's proven to be right on everything he said so far, with few errors or retractions. All of it is either factual or it is not. And the fact is that, as Ted Gunderson said, yes, there is a conspiracy. No theory, just all fact. Let us go to Chance in West Virginia. Art, come on up, Chance. You're on the program.
Hello, Rick. Hello, Art. Rick, I was wondering, have you ever heard of the author Donald Jeffries?
I have heard the name, yes.
You might want to get him as a guest. He wrote two great books. The last one was Crimes and Cover-Ups in American Politics, 1776 to 1963, The History They Didn't Teach You in School. And even better than that, the book he wrote before, Hidden History, an expose of modern crimes, conspiracies, and cover-ups in American politics. And let me tell you, especially Hidden History, that book, you can't put it down. What fascinated me, Rick, is the incredible amount of deaths and mysterious deaths and murders under each administration, not just the Clintons. The Clintons, they ran away with the ball. I mean, they hold the record. But under each administration, it's amazing. It's chock full of information. It's a real page-turner. You might consider getting him as a guest.
Donald Jeffries?
Donald Jeffries, right. J-E-F-F-R-I-E-S. Yeah, I believe
get him on. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, he's amazing. He also writes for the American Free Press, too.
Yes, I've seen his work, yes, right.
Sure. He is incredible. And I'm telling you, our history under each administration, Rick, each administration is so damn sordid. It reads like a mystery novel, the list of mysterious deaths, murders, plane crashes, and that's not just under the Clinton administration. Like I said, it's under all of them.
Well, and that's because of Intel, Deep State, OSS, CIA, FBI, they all exist, regardless of what administration there may be. You know, politicians and presidents come and go, but they never do. And that is why they really don't investigate it, even since the days of the investigation in the 1970s, the Frank Church Committee, if you remember. They went so far, they scratched the surface, and that was it. If they went any farther, and they really got to the real dirt, guess what would happen? And some of them would pay the price. I think a couple of them did, because they were starting to ask questions that were too powerful.
Sure.
And, cannot fight against a government that oversees unless you understand it's a spiritual battle. It is not a flesh and blood battle. That's all I can say.
You're exactly right, Rick. You're exactly right. It certainly is. It goes so deep. It's so wicked. It can't be anything but satanic.
Absolutely. You know, when you see what they do to children and how they kidnap them, how this is going on, and not everybody in the government is evil. I didn't say that. Not everybody in the Federal Bureau of Investigation is evil, or the CIA. There are some good ones, and probably guided through so they can become ex-agents and tell the truth. You know, God has raised up his army within the corruption. So we can't discount that either, you see? We have to realize there are some good eggs.
And Rick, speaking of the missing children, I find it's unbelievable. I find it hard to believe that the FBI doesn't even keep statistics on the number of missing children a year. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Because
yep.
I guess Ken people
Gunderson
would probably
reported wait. That. Sure.
Yep.
You're right.
Oh,
hey, get a break. Thank you very much, Chance. It's great hearing from you. We have to take a break, and we'll talk to our next callers in just a few. Art, you stay with me right here on RBN.
By mass media, it's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media.
Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we're back now. And yes, I do see Donald Jeffries and his blog and so forth. Great. We'll try to get him on. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina for Art and myself. Hello, Frank.
Hi, Rick and Art.
Yeah, I would second that. He would make a good guest. Donald Jeffries is probably one of my top three favorite guests, new guests of 2019. He's very good. Very good insight. Very grounded. No BS. Hey, you know, I always hear, you know, it's not the Jews. It's this particular kind or this kind. You know, I've often, I can't do it justice, but I've often heard Dr. Duke, make the argument that, look, you know, people want to say that it's only, you know, these Jews from Eastern Europe or whatever. They call them, you know, Ashkenazis or Khazars. You know, they got all kinds of names. And that's all fine and good. I don't really get into that. I just take them at their word if they say they're Jewish. But, you know, the Jews of the Bible, these real Jews from the Middle East, they were just as despicable, if not more despicable, people than the ones that are these Eastern European Jews that everybody says are really the bad Jews, the one that run Israel. And he, you know, I've heard people make really convincing arguments. Like, why are people defending these other Jews? And also, are you familiar with this guy, Ovadia Yosef? I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right. It's O-V like Victor, A-D-I-A is his first name. Yosef, Y-O-S-E-F. People can look him up. You know, I've heard about quite a bit about him too. He was a rabidly anti-Gentile, very hateful and quote unquote racist by any standard other than the Jewish standard. Hates anything that's not Jewish, but yet when he had his funeral in Israel, he had the largest turnout of anyone in history in Israel. So, I mean, there you go. This is who they want to defend.
Maybe it was the Palestinians that were honoring him, though. Have you ever thought of that, Frank?
Well, I did consider that. Yeah, and for about a quarter of a second, yeah.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Okay, Art, are you familiar with him? Ovadia?
I'm familiar with this saying that Menachem Begin, former Prime Minister of Israel, said. He says, all the other races are like, you know, slime, dirt, and we're so superior to them. You know, I could look up the exact quote. But, you know, here it is. The prime minister of the state of Israel expresses, you know, extreme racism in of himself.
Well, as one Jew said on November the 19th, 2019, I heard it right out of his own mouth. He said, quote, "It's a Jew-ruined world," unquote. That was Nathaniel Kapner. Grew up, both parents Jewish, going to synagogue. He was racially a Jew. And he said, quote, "It's a Jew-ruined world," unquote.
Well, and he came out of Judaism, so he says, you know, and he gives his own testimony. So I think you have to thank God for those that do try to escape and those that seek the truth, you know, lest they be all condemned.
Benjamin.
So Benjamin, thank you, Frank, Friedman. For those words. Appreciate it. And we have Jack in California up next. Hello, Jack. Not much time.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes.
Hey, listen, Jerry Ford from Grand Rapids, Michigan, my native state. You're probably a crypto jewel. I've been out to Rancho Mirage where the Annenberg Retreat Sunnylands. You go to their website, it says Sunnylands convenes global leaders and prominent experts for retreats and meetings that result in meaningful outcomes. Right? That's mom
Yikes.
Country out there, Rancho Mirage.
Yikes. No surprises. Thank you for that, Jack. Appreciate your call. Art, you'll be away next week, I believe, Thanksgiving weekend, and we'll be on. And I want to thank you for being with us, and hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. And we'll talk to you again next week after. Okay?
Right. You got it. Wish everybody the best for Thanksgiving. And as the caller said, also Simex, Truman's power broker, Pendergrass is all over Rancho Mirage area, too. Catch y'all.
Amen. Thank you. Great Amen. Show. Folks, we'll talk next week, God willing. Remember Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's program as well. Bye-bye.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.